Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June the 14th, 2011. Dr. Atef Al-Kahlout, head of the medical services in the Gaza Strip, reported on Monday that all surgeries in hospitals across the coastal region have been put on hold until further notice, as they ran out of anaesthesia medications and supplies. Al-Kahlout stated that all hospitals and medical centres in the Gaza Strip will be totally out of all supplies related to anaesthetic within 24 hours. Kahlout added that there are 180 types of medication that have run out, in addition to 200 additional types of medical supplies. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati has appointed a new 30 cabinet member Lebanese government. The government is dominated by Hezbollah allies, who hold 18 out of the 30 cabinet positions. The Israeli army abducted a 17-year-old boy from a village near Bethlehem, according to locals. Another was arrested near Nablus. An Israeli army spokesperson claimed that the two were arrested overnight and detained because they were wanted for terrorist activity. The army further claims that they have been transferred for security questioning. No more details have been given as to the whereabouts of the youths or their alleged activities. The families of Mahmoud Sabatin and Usama Shusha claim that the soldiers forcibly entered their homes at around 2 a.m. and forced residents outside while searches were carried out. The Israeli military also entered the village of Anata at 1:30 a.m. and handed out summons to several villagers. The Maan news agency reports that Israel demolished 5 wells in Hebron on Tuesday morning. According to Maan, the wells belonged to the Al-Jamal family and were located in the south of the city. Soldiers from the Israeli civil administration arrived on the property early in the morning and assaulted members of the family, who tried to stop the demolition from going ahead. Tear gas was deployed to force family members from the area. The 5 wells were destroyed and then filled in, rendering them unusable. Israeli forces claimed that they were constructed without a license. So far, no comments have been made by the civil administration on the matter, although a military spokesperson confirmed that riot dispersal mechanisms had been used. According to residents, 10 Bedouin homes were demolished on Tuesday morning in the Jordan Valley area, leaving dozens homeless. The small village of Fasail, north of Jericho, was invaded by 2 bulldozers escorted by 14 military jeeps at approximately 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The 10 village homes were crushed, burying any possessions inside, and electricity meters were confiscated by the army. This will leave the village totally disconnected if they rebuild their homes. Head of the local village council, Ibrahim Ubayat, said that Israeli authorities had prohibited residents from building in the area, but that villagers have no choice because they have nowhere else to go. The Jordan Valley is one of the most fertile areas in the West Bank and is a major source of agricultural production. The Israeli authorities are effectively cutting Palestinians off from their farmland in this area. Owners of the destroyed homes vowed to continue farming and to rebuild their lives. According to Israeli human rights group B'Tselem, Israel has instituted a regime that massively exploits the resources of the Jordan Valley and the northern Dead Sea far more than elsewhere in the West Bank, demonstrating its intention to de facto annex the area to the State of Israel. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Tuesday the 14th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and me, David Steele.